The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Every day, something new, something strange, something weird, something historic. There were preparations made for violent protests in all 50 state capitals over the weekend. And nothing happened. And by the way, I'm very grateful. I'm not making light of the threat. I didn't think anything was going to happen because of the overwhelming show of force in all of our nation's capitals. And I am very, very grateful that nothing happened. A handful of people showed up in downtown Columbus of different points of view. All of the hype was there's going to be more Trump supporters and they're going to be violent. If I remember back over the last several months, the violence that occurred in downtown Columbus, the millions of dollars worth of damage, buildings destroyed, at least damaged severely, people beaten in the streets. None of that was carried out by Trump supporters. Now, I am not letting radical Trump supporters off the hook because they're out there. But again, it's just fascinating to watch the bias of the media. Because of what happened at the Capitol building, now, every time there is a threat of violence, it's got to be Trump supporters. And again, I don't want to be overly repetitious, but I want to remind you that we went through not just days, not just weeks, but we went through months of violence in the streets. Not only people injured, people killed. And multiple millions of dollars worth of damage, none by Trump supporters, all from the far left. Just thought I'd mention that. And again, I'm not excusing or diminishing that we have a problem on the right as well with some radicals. And we should speak out against them, condemn them, distance ourselves from them. But I just find the bias in the news media, it's entertaining. I love to bring you up to date on stories we have dealt with. This goes all the way back to September, and I've wondered several times what happened. Back in September, Christ Church in Moscow City, Idaho. I have no idea whether they pronounce it Moscow or Moscow, but it's Moscow City, Idaho. Christ Church decided that they would have a psalm sing outside of the city hall in Moscow, Idaho. And when the hymn sing began back in September, the organizer of the event announced that the policy in the city was to wear masks and so forth, but they were not demanded. Just an announcement was made. This is the official position of the city of Moscow. Well, anyway, the plan was to sing a few hymns and then go home. Well, the police in Moscow City, Idaho, were there waiting and arrested and charged three or four people, including one of the deacons in the church. And he was cited for breaking the mask mandate. And again, he was arrested and taken off to jail. Well, the individual... what's his first name? Last name is Gabriel Wrench. Gabriel Wrench, R-E-N-C-H, fought the charges. Now, again, this was back in September. Well, we are finding out today the Idaho District Court has dropped all charges against Gabriel Wrench after his arrest. Quote, after Wrench and others were arrested in September, the church wrote on its Facebook page, yesterday, Christ Church sponsored a flash psalm sing at City Hall. We were going to appear there at 4:45, sing three psalms or hymns, then the doxology, and then out. The songs were Psalm 20, Psalm 124, and Amazing Grace. When we arrived, the police were waiting for us. One of them informed me that either people had to social distance or wear a mask or otherwise face a citation. Douglas Wilson from the church said, I told him that I would inform everyone of that, which I did. I said a brief prayer. We began to sing. Over the following 15 minutes of singing, three of our people were arrested and two others were cited. Anyway, bottom line, charges have been dropped. And again, I brought that to your attention way back in September, and I wanted to give you the update. Charges have been dropped. Also an update, the 2021 March for Life in Washington, D.C., has been canceled. I don't think that's surprising to anyone, but it was not canceled officially until Friday. It will now become a virtual event. The in-person march has been canceled over concerns about the coronavirus and unrest in the Capitol. Gene Mancini, president of March for Life, announced the news Friday afternoon. She urged people to stay home, stay safe, and participate in the annual pro-life event online on January 29th instead. Quote, the protection of all those who participate in the annual march, as well as the many law enforcement personnel and others who work tirelessly each year to ensure a safe and peaceful event, is the top priority of the March for Life. Instead of an in-person march at the National Mall, the March for Life will be held virtually. A small group of pro-life leaders will plan to march in the Capitol that day to represent pro-life Americans everywhere, Mancini said. The theme for the 2021 March for Life is Together Strong, Life Unites. If you want more detail, if you want to know how to participate in the virtual March for Life, the website is marchforlife.org. Again, if you would like information, if you would like to participate in the virtual March for Life on Sunday, or not Sunday, but on March 29th, that's Friday, the website is marchforlife.org. marchforlife.org, and I encourage you to participate in the virtual March for Life. Considering everything that's going on, I think that's a wise decision. I really do. First time in many, many years that the in-person event has been canceled. In fact, I would imagine it's the first time since the March for Life began back in, what, was the first one in 73 or 74. So that's sad, and yet I think they've made the right decision. Again, marchforlife.org is the website.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Some people are going to be shocked by this study. I don't think many of you will because, well, your LTDs, and because of that, you are smarter than the average bear. Brand new study out of North Carolina, and I want to admit and acknowledge this is one state and only one state, but an extensive study as to whether COVID-19 is actually transmitted from student to student in schools and whether it is transmitted from students, children, to adults, including teachers in schools. The conclusion of this extensive study, no to both. Here it is. A new study shows that transmission of COVID-19 is extremely low in K through 12 schools providing face-to-face instruction. The study examined 11 school districts in North Carolina. It included over 100,000 students and staff and monitored the virus transmission over a 9-week period. To complete the study, they looked at each case identified, determined whether it was community-based or in-school spread. The determination was made by local health departments and showed, you ready? In-school transmission was extremely rare. Over 9 weeks, 11 participating school districts had more than 90,000 students and staff attend school in person. Of these, there were 773 community-acquired COVID-19 infections. Through contact tracing, the North Carolina Health Department staff determined that only 32 were acquired within the schools. So out of nearly 100,000 students, 773 came down with COVID-19 from community spread. In other words, at home, at the shopping mall, at a restaurant, from family members or whatever, 773. Out of over 90,000 students, there were only 32 that acquired the COVID-19 within the school. And you ready for this? Because the teachers' unions all across America, including here in Central Ohio, have been fighting in-person school. Now, they already knew that the kids aren't giving it to each other. We've known that from the very beginning. But the teachers' union has been afraid the teachers will get infected by the kids. Listen to this quote. No, that would be no, N-O, none, zero, zip, zilch, nada. No instances of child-to-adult transmission were reported within the schools. Not one. Folks, listen, when the dust settles and this whole COVID-19 thing is hopefully done over and finished, there are going to have to be some people answer. America's school children have suffered enormously through the virtual learning, at-home learning, the hybrid model, and so forth. I live in Westerville. All of the data, all of the science, all of the statistics indicate kids are safer in the classroom than at home. And yet, where are the kids at home? Why? Teachers union. Columbus schools. All of the data, all the science, all these statistics indicate kids are safer in school, in class, than at home. Where are the kids at home? No, seriously, let that sink in. America's children have suffered. Grades have suffered. They have suffered sociologically, emotionally. The failure rate has skyrocketed, as well as suicide rate among kids. Depression. For what? Nothing. Nothing. And the sad, shocking thing, and by the way, the next time your school board is up for election, the individual members of your school board, find out where they came down on this issue. And if they came down on the side of keeping the kids at home, in spite of the fact that all the science, all the data, all the statistics indicate the kids, from the very beginning of this, safer in school than at home, every one of those school board members should be voted off the school board. It's a shame. I guess it's not illegal, but it certainly is immoral. And it is another indication of how far left the teachers' union nationally, and the teachers' unions locally, how far left they have gone, and an indication the kids are not their priority. If the children, if the students were first priority, with what we know now, without any doubt, without any contradiction, every child of school age in America today, well, not today. Today's a holiday. But they would be in school, face-to-face, in school 5 days a week. That is where they are safest. All right, end of that rant. Quick break, and we'll be back.